American Journal. We're excited you're all here. A lot going on so far for this Friday. A little chaotic. I figured maybe just go a little lighter with this one. You know who I really, and I don't hate anyone besides like pedophiles and communist pigs, but who's more annoying than white liberal women? I think they're actually undefeated in that category. And there's a lot of reasons for it, but one of the main reasons, though, is the fact that they deem shopping at Target as a form of protest. We have footage of what appears to be a protest that just recently happened. And in this footage, you're going to see there's obviously a white flaming liberal who is filling up a cart full of items at Target. And then she's bringing it forward and then stopping and reading off paper saying that she's protesting ICE as if that was heroic. But take a listen for yourself.
Hi. No, because we're not actually going to buy all of this. We just loaded up our carts. We're protesting Trump administration. Yes. Attention, Target shoppers. 2 o'clock now. We're going to walk out as part of the Free America walkout. We walk away from fascism. We walk towards a free America. We fight for a future that belongs to all of us. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody should walk out, including the workers.
Ah, so brave. Including the workers. You guys should clock out. Screw your bills. I don't care if you make $16, $18 an hour and you need this job as your lifeline. No. Quit your job. Clock out. Join us. Join us. That's what we like to call white liberal privilege. They think that this is a form of protest. There's no protest here. And in fact, as a former Target team member back in the day, Commack, New York, I was there. 16 years old, I was the one working over there at the customer service counter. And I could tell you, when someone does something like that, that's going to piss you off. Why? Because each of those items needs to go back onto the shelves, and likely it's going to be someone who is not paid so well, and this is going to have to do that. It's a tedious job that, sadly, someone making $16 or $18 an hour is going to have to do now. So thanks, you white liberal hack, for ruining someone else's day and putting more work onto their plate as if probably life couldn't be worse. Now, the interesting part here is they really think that this form of protest is going to work. In fact, screaming about it in the middle of a Target store as if it's going to change anyone's minds. We're leaving fascism. Okay, great. What is fascism, lady? They never seem to know. They never seem to know. They are just marinating in their own stupidity, and they sit there amongst each other and just keep pitching these really bad ideas off of one another instead of maybe we could do something else. Maybe there's a more effective way of protesting rather than ruining the life of a Target employee. And yes, I did wear red t-shirts and khaki pants. That was my attire. Actually, most of my family worked at Target at the time too. So this woman really hit sore spot for the rest of us who are used to getting those carts, having to unpack them and run around the store and put it back on the shelves. It's obviously not something fun. So on behalf of all of my former and current Target employees, piss off, lady. All right, folks, we got more to discuss in just a little bit. Alex Rosen will be joining the show. He just caught a bunch of repulsive child predators. These individuals, some of them are even previously convicted. He's gone. He's had them do outrageous things because they think they're about to have consensual sex with children. It's obviously appalling and really infuriating. But, you know, Alex Rosen always has a good touch here where he's trying to add a little humor to these catches. And these are good ones that you're going to stay right where you are for. Also joining the show, Mel Kay, because, well, the World Economic Forum was earlier this week. And in case you missed it, those at the WEF were looking to, well, surprise, surprise, they were looking to replace God. They're looking to replace God. They're doing so with AI, and they're not hiding it. They were actually saying it openly. So we'll be playing that clip for you as well with Mel Kay reacting, because there's a lot to go on over there. So buckle up. More to discuss in just a bit. In the meantime, though, you can head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because we have incredible discounts going on right now. T-shirts, hoodies, 25% off. Hats are also 20% off as well. And you got tons of discounts on all vitamins, anywhere from 45% off to 25% off. So you got to check it out on the alexjonesstore.com right now to see what the discounts are. And again, you get a t-shirt with every purchase. No minimum required over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. A lot going on over here that we're going to dive into. But, you know, this next segment, it's one of my favorites to do, not because of the subject matter itself, but because of the predators that are being caught. Alex Rosen is doing incredible work with predator poachers going out there and getting the worst of the worst off the streets. And sadly, it's not something that's being done by local law enforcement or the federal government. They do a little bit, but they don't do enough. And Alex Rosen seems to always highlight that because every day he's catching someone. And his catch rate is just insane at this point. But Alex Rosen, again, is driving all across the country and he's catching these predators and his team is doing an incredible job at just that. So let's welcome him into the show. Alex Rosen joins us from Predator Poachers. You can find him on X at iFightForKids. And it is always an honor to have you on the show, my friend. So you've caught a couple of individuals. And we're going to highlight three cases right now and have you walk us through it. But these are all three individuals who have been arrested. One of them actually does have a prior, and it's going to be our first person. But the rest of them have still not pleaded anything right now in court. So I just wanted to lay that out there. But I want to get to Tim Judah. He's an individual who you're saying in a tweet has a prior sex offense in New Jersey, but you met up with him and he's admitting to having thousands of child pornographic files. How does that happen, Alex? Because I'm told that when they're convicted sex offenders and they're predators, that their devices and everything, they keep their eye on them. So how does someone like him have thousands of child pornographic images on his device?
Well, it looks like he slipped through the cracks. He was convicted in New Jersey when he was 16 years old of molesting a 10-year-old. And to his defense, he told me he thought the 10-year-old was 12. I guess I don't really know how that makes any difference. But yeah, he got 3 years of probation for it, never saw the inside of a prison cell. And predictably, 30 years later, and who knows if it's actually 30 years later, who knows what he's been doing in those 30 years, he's caught reoffending by trading and viewing in pleasuring himself to child pornography as young as babies and toddlers. On his tablet alone, he said there were thousands of files of child pornography. And yeah, he, of course, didn't want to go to prison for it. He said he couldn't do prison. And based on his face and what he's going to be in there for, I don't think he could do prison either. But yeah, unfortunately, he was not quite arrested yet. His devices were taken from him, though. He did not give the passcode to his devices to us or the cops, so they couldn't arrest him for child porn yet because they haven't seen it themselves. However, as soon as they get into the devices, I mean, it's obvious what's on there, and he'll have charges on him very soon.
All right. So that's a key point to all of this. So he has not yet been arrested, but we are waiting to see if they get into his devices, which I'm sure they'll gain access to see if there is child pornographic images there. But I think it's really interesting that you mentioned that he was 16 when this all went down originally for him. You know, I obviously cover a lot of criminal cases. And when it comes to minors, there seems to be more sympathy in the court system when it comes to them. They think that there's some shots at redemption here. But you've obviously been working and catching the predators for quite some time now. You know, although he was 16 at the time of all of this, do you think that someone like that should be re-released and has a shot at redemption? Or do you think that these are the type of people that just need to be in cages for the rest of their lives?
No, I mean, if you go back to when we were 16, I certainly had no interest in 10-year-olds or 12-year-olds or even 13 or 14-year-olds, really, at 16 years old. And it is genetic like that. It's not like when they suddenly turn 18, they figure out they're a pedophile. They've always been that way. And I mean, we've put a 17-year-old away, Trevor Sullivan. He's doing 12 years right now in the Texas Department of Corrections, and he was circulating child pornography. And by the time he was 17 years old, when we caught him, he admitted to having two victims that were prepubescent in his own family. So no, these people never change. When Trevor gets out, he's going to do the same thing. He's going to get caught 30 years later, like Timothy does. And no, they're just wired this way. And they're wired to like children. They're wired to go after children. And there is no redemption for these people. The only way to stop them is either lock them in a cage for life or just, you know, the ultimate accountable punishment, which is putting a bullet in them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so strange how controversial that is, that forcing these people, putting them to death, is somehow controversial. I deem this as, Alex, and I know you and I agree on the issue, that these are, we're putting animals down. I mean, these are people that we can't allow to be around children. Even if you put them in prison, they're going to likely reoffend. I mean, we hear all these stories all the time of how someone's just arrested, they're apprehended, they're put in jail for a couple of days, and they're sexually assaulted there too. That's because you're putting them with animals. And it, you know, it's just really frustrating on how this idea is somehow controversial, that we need to execute people who commit these types of heinous crimes, even when it's something that's very obvious, right? Because I can understand that sometimes, you know, we don't 100% know, there's no physical evidence, so you might have your doubts there. But when there's physical evidence of DNA inside of a child, I mean, that's all you need to do something like this, or there's actual footage of the person doing it. That's all you need. And so it's so frustrating, Alex, that we continue to allow them this grace period where we say, all right, well, let them be redeemed and let them go out there and try to do it again. By the way, Alex, I kind of want your take on this one as well, because, you know, I exposed, because I had to sue TSA. The Biden regime was allowing people into our country who were convicted sex offenders in other countries. And although they knew that they were convicted sex offenders, they'd have them just present a form to TSA to let them to fly on commercial flights without IDs, by the way, which says that they're going to be going to wherever they're going, but they're also going to be taking these classes for predators, as if it's going to be some way to redeem these people. Right now, we have ICE agents who are going around. They're trying to recapture these people who were put back onto our streets because of the Biden regime. How do you feel about this? Because we're watching, and again, you're not really a political person. You are very just down the middle on these issues and truly want to be. And I know you're probably going to argue this, but I deem you as a little down the middle on these issues because it's common sense to me. It's not political when you're going out there and you're arguing these facts on social media. To me, it's just fair. But how do you feel when you're sitting here watching these left-leaning liberals go out there and try to stop ICE agents from arresting convicted pedophiles, convicted rapists, and they have no care about the actual victims?
Oh, well, one, for the record, I'm very far right. I don't think Trump's deporting enough people. And I criticize Trump from the right perspective. Now, I don't like Trump personally, but I love ICE and I love deportations. So I think it's ridiculous, and you know, it really exposes the left because it shows they will just defend anybody if it's the opposite of what Donald Trump seems to support. It is, I mean, it's truly just insane. I mean, Trump should just come out and say that. If Trump comes out and says he hates pedophiles, the left is going to suddenly start defending the Epstein list. I mean, that's just how these people are. And as for deporting them, I mean, it should be the most common sense thing. Sex offender classes don't work. One, we shouldn't be paying for an illegal immigrant sex offender class. And two, we've caught multiple people either coming out of their sex offender class or that are in sex offender classes. So none of them work. And what the sex offender class end up doing, kind of similar to when they're in prison with these other people, they talk about their perversions and they get off on it. This isn't like Alcoholics Anonymous where they're all trying to get better. I mean, these sex offenders hear their stories. They have to talk about everything they did. They have to be candid, and there's confidentiality. They hear these stories and it gets normalized to them. And that's a massive problem. I don't think there should be sex offender classes because, like I said, it just normalizes it for them. And yeah, the whole thing's ridiculous. I think every illegal immigrant needs to get out of here, especially the sex offenders.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the big issue here. And by the way, I think that if you're far right, then I'm like far, far right, because I deem you as being a reasonable nonpartisan person. So I got a lot of soul searching to do because I think I might be off the spectrum these days. But Alex, I also want to get to another story, too, because, you know, you're catching the worst of the worst. You also recently caught an individual who has since been arrested. Benjamin Godwin is his name, from North Carolina. Now, he came apparently to meet a mother and daughter for sex. But this is what I was talking about when we were teasing you coming on the show today. You add a little bit of a comical twist to all of this, and I kind of want to know where you got this from. But there was a little bit of face painting before this arrest that you see that was going on. Give us some insight in all of this. How did we end up with face painting?
Well, all credit goes to our decoy mom who plays as a mom, essentially advertising her child. She had the idea to face paint him because this guy, usually, I mean, these pedos are all messed up, but usually they have a story or they have something about them that's pretty unique. We do these phone calls with them. But Benjamin Godwin was the most boring person I've ever talked to. You know, pedo or not, he was just a very unremarkable person. So it was her bright idea to just like face paint him before I walked in to talk to him. So, you know, he's just letting all of it happen because he wants to have sex with this 11-year-old kid really badly. So he's just letting them do whatever they want to do just so he can do this. And it's certainly a humiliating end to his normal life for him to get caught with child pornography, meeting an 11-year-old with just ridiculous face paint on your face.
Alex, there was someone on X, and I don't remember what the count was right now. I probably wouldn't even want to promote it, who's going after you for doing this. They actually had more empathy for the guys who were being swept up into your bus rather than the actual victims of all of this, saying that you're just poor idiots who are just dumb enough to fall for your trap. But, I'll let you kind of give the rebuttal here because I don't deem them as poor idiots who are just falling for traps online. I mean, they're trying to rape children, and you're intervening there. Why is it that people just don't seem to see that?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of women have this weird empathy for just crying. You know, their motherly instincts can't kick in when they see somebody being dominated in some way and just crying, and they just see him as a lesser person. So their sympathy kicks in. And what that lady doesn't realize, you know, she tries to make excuses for this formerly convicted sex offender throwing a tantrum for getting caught with thousands of child pornography images. She doesn't realize this guy has preyed on more innocent people than him. He's not innocent. This guy's preyed on innocent people. This guy preys on innocent people every day when he pleasures himself to infants and toddlers. And, you know, I guess his little crying charade, which, by the way, had no tears. I was looking at him in the eyes the whole time. I was talking to him for an hour. He had no tears coming out of his eyes. She just completely fell for it and just had to assume that he was special needs or something. No, this guy has a full-time job as a toll collector, which probably makes you worse than a pedophile if you're gonna steal my money, you know, me being a Jew and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But he's a toll collector, he has a full-time job. And you know, he has a girlfriend, he has two stepkids with his girlfriend. And now what's very concerning is something he said during this interview that it's not posted publicly yet. But when I ask him about the two kids that his girlfriend has, I guess they're in foster care because, of course, the girlfriend's a terrible caregiver being with him and whatever. So it's a whole mess. They're in foster care. So he's able to be in the parking lot while she visits them once a week. And he didn't say that I haven't touched those kids. Mm-hmm. He said I haven't been able to, which is, I think, is very telling, implying that he thinks about it. He's just not able to do it. And, you know, the fact that this lady has sympathy for this guy, who, by the way, has been on paper as being a pedo for 30 years, it's very sad. And she claims that a lot of these people are mentally disabled that we catch, which, you know, we do about 25 of these a month. There are a small handful, maybe like four or five, who are mentally disabled each month. But we just caught a mentally disabled guy in Midland, Texas, just like 5 days ago. Tyler Carlton, he's currently in Midland County Jail for child pornography. He admitted to molesting both his four-year-old brother and four-year-old sister. I don't care if he's mentally disabled. They're not going to look back in, you know, 20 years when they remember what happened and just think, well, the guy's IQ was under 90, so it doesn't count. No, these mentally disabled people just do these evil things and seem to get away with it because of ladies like this. If you are just that crazy to where you know, you can't control yourself, you're insane or whatever, then it's even more of a reason to be in jail, because if you have no control over your actions, you cannot be in society. They don't know when they argue the special needs thing. They're arguing for more prison time for them, not less.
Yeah. No, and I think the goal here is to protect children at all costs. And that being, you know, if you got to throw them in the slammer, I don't care. Do it. Get them out off the streets and out of this world, truthfully. I want to pivot a little bit, though, as for our last story here, because Thomas McKinley is the individual that you recently caught in Virginia. Now, interesting enough, you're going to have to explain this to me, but you somehow, some way got him to place a condom over his head to impress a child. How did we get here, Alex?
Again, all credit to someone, not me. I got to credit the pedophile Thomas McKinley for this one. I had no idea he was going to do that. I've never seen anyone. I mean, I know what putting a head in a condom is like, but I don't know what doing that with a condom. I don't know what that is. I mean, that was just that was just, I don't know. Like, I didn't even know it really happened until I saw the footage after, because I was still in the other room just waiting. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm shocked, but he was sick. I think it's very disturbing that, you know, he just kind of treats it like as a balloon animal for a child. And the way he kind of just opened his eyes and just looked at her doing that, he had terrible intentions. And, you know, he was caught with tons of child pornography that he bought. That he bought, by the way, he was a child porn buyer. And yeah, he's not good news. Drove 2 hours to the Sting House to have sex with the girl. And, you know, a lot of these pedos are into adults as well and kids. They have like no limits is what they call it. But this guy was only interested in the child, like to the chats to the mom decoy. He barely said anything to the mom. He was just talking very sexually to the child. And he certainly has a preference and only a preference for underage kids, I believe.
It's really disturbing, Alex. It really is disturbing. And, you know, folks at home right now, if you're looking to support work like this, because sadly local law enforcement doesn't do enough and federal too to get these perverts off the streets, Alex is donation based. And so if you'd like to support him, you could do so and his team as well over at I Fight for Kids. That's where they go. You could subscribe. That's the best way to do so as well. And you got another platform too that I'm drawing a blank on right now. What is the other platform that people can subscribe to, Alex?
It's Locals, but if you want to find just a lot of our stuff, you can go to Predator Poachers on Facebook. We've just started using Facebook. That's PredatorPoachers. It has like 35,000 followers now. And Predator Poachers on YouTube, which we have about like 330,000.
Yeah, your YouTube is popping. Mine is so bad right now. I know you try to help me out, but you guys are great on YouTube as well. So folks, give them a follow on all those platforms and subscribe, because that's how they're able to do what they're doing now. Thank you, Alex, and to your team for doing all of this. We greatly appreciate it as always. Alex Rosen, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going back to your calls. I know a couple of you have been waiting on hold for quite some time. Let's go to Bulldog, who's been waiting on hold for a bit. Thank you for holding, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Miss Morello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, Miss Morello. Getting ready to fight this cold. That's one of the reasons why I was calling. I was just wanting to let everybody know this storm front that's coming in. It's going all the way over to Tennessee, and I just want to let everybody know. Check on the people that are most vulnerable in the community. If we get the ice that they're saying that we're going to get from south of Oklahoma City all the way down into Texas, there's a lot of people that's in the rural community, and they're going to need help. I mean, if you got a little extra, you know, put something in the grocery cart and just take care of the people in the community. We got to stick together through things like this. The other thing that I was wanting to talk to you about was Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino going and saying that people are black-pilled. I don't think it's people are black-pilled. I think people are fed up. And I think, you know, if you look at the progression going from white-pill, red-pill to black-pill, that's just emotions. That's one way they're countering our emotions. And, you know, like the CAI talking points, people are conspiracy, you know, conspiracy theories, you know, tinfoil hat wearing people. No, it's because we're awake and we're seeing that there's evil in this world, and evil is running abundant now. It's just been turned loose. Like Savage Dog said, you run up on one of these little rural community churches or any church, you're probably going to get some praying hands put on you. Now, they're, you know, granted, there are going to be hands put on you. People are going to pray for you because they're Christians, but I strongly suggest people, you know, out there that have this mindset that they want to attack the churches, better back off of that, because that's when the cloaks will get traded for swords. And one more thing, just want to say, proud to be an American, and Christ is King.
Yes. Well, Bulldog, thank you. We appreciate it. Now I'm with you on all of those points, especially everything going on right now at the DOJ. I think Americans are frustrated, but most importantly, your advice as we prepare for the storm. Folks, check on your neighbors. I know, you know, people tend to panic in these situations, and if you're prepared, I am one of the preppers, so I don't panic in any situation these days. But if you're one of those who isn't prepared, obviously consider trying your best to slowly purchase up things so you have your own prep ready to go. But most importantly, like Bulldog just told you, check on your neighbors, because there's a lot of people out there who will need your help if power does go out as well. Bulldog, thank you for so much for calling. Also, don't shovel the driveways if you're somebody with a heart condition. I don't know how many times I've sadly have dealt with people who have shovel their driveways and they pass out. They have a heart attack. You have to be careful with that. I don't think people realize how much energy it takes to shovel a driveway. But if you have elderly neighbors, do not let them do that themselves. Help them out if you can. Bulldog, thank you for calling in. I greatly appreciate it, of course. All right, let's go to Mad Trucker from Ohio. Mad Trucker, what's going on?
How's it going, Brianna?
Good, how are you?
Good. Boy, a lot of stuff. I kind of changed what I wanted to say. But first off, I definitely want to say that all praise and glory to God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. If you don't know him, ask him to come and reveal himself to you, because that's the only way you're going to make it through life. You got to have him if you don't. So go get him.
Love
and main thing I want to talk about is, you know, I think the Trump administration has been doing a pretty good job. Secretary Duffy's been doing a really good job of getting some of these unlicensed or poorly licensed or illegally licensed drivers off the road. I've seen quite a bit of it going on. That's good. But another thing, and I'm really against government regulation, but that Biden administration brought in all these brokers. And it's a nightmare out there. There's brokers out there that are keeping 50% or more of the rate. And, you know, that just doesn't make sense. And there's got to be something done there. They got to get rid of some of these, you know, auto pen POTUS brokers out of there, taking too much of the pie. You know, it's ridiculous. Especially drivers that are trying to owner-operator. I mean, you can't survive. You're basically just keeping your equipment running as it's depreciating, getting older, and then needs replaced, and you don't have the wherewithal to do that. So that something's got to happen on that front. But a couple other things real quick I wanted to say. Men out there, if you got yourself already a good conservative woman, because there are women out there that are good conservative one. I got one. My wife is one. Their value is so far up right now. Make sure you let them know. I mean, they've gone. They are top value. They're the biggest investment and the biggest thing that you have in your life. The most valuable thing. If you got one, you better let her know.
Yeah.
And if you don't have one, good luck, because I'm telling you, the ratio of women to men is probably 2-to-1 women to men, but good women to men has got to be like 0.5-to-1 at the maximum right now. So if you're out there and you find one, buddy, you better hold on, because that's the biggest investment in your life and the most valuable asset you'll ever have is a good conservative woman, because their value's through the roof. You couldn't buy it if you wanted to.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
if you're lucky enough to find one, buddy, hold on.
Well, Mad Trucker, I mean, you are spot on. The best part about conservative women, and there's no penis involved there, so that's also the good news. But most importantly, good conservative unvaccinated women as well. Mad Trucker, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate it, folks. We are up against a hard commercial break. So if you're on hold right now, I just want to thank you for calling into the show. We have Mel K coming up next. So we will try our best next week to take some more callers. So thank you for those who are waiting on hold, of course. Folks, buckle up. We got more to discuss in just a bit. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. So many items right now on sale. And the best way to find out if your favorite item is on sale is to go over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. You get a free t-shirt with every purchase, no minimum required, of course. And the discounts are all over the place. T-shirts and hoodies are 25% off, hats are 20% off. And then your vitamins, your favorite vitamins, supplements, could be anywhere from 45% off to 25% off. The only way you're going to know if you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown.
That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
As far as putting words in order is concerned, AI already thinks better than many of us. Therefore, anything made of words will be taken over by AI. If laws are made of words, then AI will take over the legal system. If books are just combinations of words, then AI will take over books. If religion is built from words, then AI will take over religion. This is particularly true of religions based on books, like Islam, Christianity, or Judaism. Judaism calls itself the religion of the book, and it grants ultimate authority not to humans, but to words in books. Humans have authority in Judaism, not because of our experiences, but only because we learn words in books. Now, no human can read and remember all the words in all the Jewish books, but AI can easily do that. What happens to a religion of the book when the greatest expert on the holy book is an AI?
Well, obviously, it wasn't short of evil and demonic people over at the Davos WEF meeting that was happening this week. We've been covering extensively, obviously, and speaking to those in Davos. But folks, they're trying to replace God. And you heard it straight from his mouth there. Joining me to discuss, because I know she was fired about this yesterday, is my girl Mel Kay, host of The Mel Kay Show and author of the book. As many of you guys know, it's a great book Mel has up right now. Oh, by the way, give her a follow on Rumble as well, rumble.com/TheMelKayShow. Mel's joining us right now. American Anonymous is the book as well. Oh, Mel, it's a Friday, so the words are a little tough coming out of my mouth this morning, but they'll just have to replace you with AI if they want someone to be a little bit more, let's just say, perfect at this point. But Mel, we're excited to have you on today. You and I were talking yesterday, and you were fired up about what was going on at the World Economic Forum. Specifically, though, their replacement of God. I mean, they're just so bold to sit there and say that they're going to replace religion, and they don't even shy away from this. What did you take away from the meetings that were taking place this week in Davos?
Well, you know, even more than that, the whole event is anti-human. Mm-hmm. The theme to me was from Elon Musk talking about that we're going to have humanoid robots that now take care of our children, our pets, and our elderly. That's part of the essence of being human, is raising your children and caring for your parents and your pets. I don't want to give that up. He was saying basically that there's going to be more robots than humans on planet Earth, and seemed fine with that. That was a good thing. And then also what you're talking about with Harari, this is a long game. This is all about total track and trace surveillance control from birth to death. What's the one thing that we know there is no God involved in? That would be communism. Communism is all about no God. The state is God. The state is answer. And now the state apparently is AI with algorithms controlled by the same people that have created every issue since World War II to keep our country and the world off balance endlessly so that they can implement all of these long-term games that are now coming to a head. And frankly, what we do have to look at here is who chose these people. And none of them are elected. They are all there because of their financial success. And a lot of their financial success was off the backs of American taxpayers. Certainly, the controlled demolition and consolidation of the banking system in 2008, for which nobody was held accountable. In fact, it was consolidated and those people ended up being rewarded, to tell you the truth. So what we really have to realize is that this is not a, they're not coming there to tell us that this is coming in the future. They're coming there to tell us that we have no choice. This is how it's going to be now. And I sent you another clip by the king of Davos. That would be Larry Fink. And the big issue with Larry Fink, because he's we're tokenizing everything, we're going on the blockchain, there's going to be one unified ledger. This is all Agenda 2030. This is it. And that's why I keep saying to everyone, with all of the AI and all of the technology and all these partners from Google to Palantir to Elon Musk to Oracle, they are partners in the global public infrastructure, the entire world's infrastructure. So what I keep saying to people is, where is the sovereignty of the United States of America? Where is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, national sovereignty, individual liberty, all these things that matter in America? Where is that in this cyberspace, this global unified ledger of the global public infrastructure, which has been built for years? This is not new. They are just coming out and introducing it as if this is what we have have to do. Well, I have information for them. No, we don't have to do any of it. And frankly, yesterday I was watching the head of the Fed from Minneapolis, of all places, and he said in a speech at Columbia, he doesn't understand what the benefit of the central bank digital currency is. We already have Venmo. The only benefit could be that there's zero privacy left in any transactions or basically anything you do. And that is the whole plan. So we have to really take a step back as American citizens who still believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and national sovereignty, which is the biggest battle here, and say, no, 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 this isn't going to be given to the American people. It's going to be up to us to decide if we want this future. And for me, their utopia that they're pitching is our dystopia. Their, you know, unlimited control over the universal ledger and all of that is a digital panopticon. And as you saw this morning, our own government just voted to have kill switches and a surveillance in our cars. That is never anything that the United States government should be doing to anyone. I mean, we are so past the point of the Constitution and Bill of Rights having a, you know, leading edge over everything in the world in the United States that keeps us the United States, free, liberty, autodetermination, prosperity, property ownership. They're taking it apart because what they are selling is global technocratic communism on a global scale. And that's what they want. A lot of these people did not hide it at all at Davos.
Yeah, and like you just said there was 57 House Republicans that also sided with that to make sure that the government can shut off your car if they want to. Folks, this just adds to the argument that it's not just two separate parties that we're working with here. It's a uniparty, and that they all side with it. There's no legitimate reason for this besides the fact that they've all been bought off. And there were so many of these people who I was surprised who didn't make their way to Davos this year. But we even heard Tom Tillis, even when he was there. I know there was a reporter who confronted him on the ground. And he said that he is, his caucus is with the WEF. So they're not even hiding where their alliance is. They pretend like they're Republicans. But again, it's all the same thing here. And it's just really frustrating. But Mel, there was a big difference, though, this time in Davos. And Klaus Schwab wasn't running the show this time. It was two individuals who we're familiar with. Obviously, the CEO of BlackRock. And then there was a big pharmaceutical company CEO that's also running the show and all of this. What did you notice the differences were this year around?
Well, first of all, Larry Fink was very tentative in his opening, but he did admit that this was an elite gathering of the people that control the world and that they have to regain the trust of the people. Well, how exactly do you do that when you're telling the people that they have no choice about this dystopian surveillance future that they have been planning? Again, I have said many times, how come the American people have not questioned why trillions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer pension funds go through BlackRock, and at the same time, he is leading the World Economic Forum push to Agenda 2030, which I noticed as I watched the EU, particularly Canada, side in, on the world stage with the communist technate known as the Chinese Communist Party and China, that frankly, we are being forced into a situation where the people are walking eyes wide open into something they don't seem to fully get. Agenda 2030 is a nation state ending track and trace surveillance technocracy model for birth to death of all people, all resources, of all everything in the hands of a very small group of people out of Geneva, Davos, Wall Street, and the city of London, I guess. And at this point, we have to be honest, post-World War II, the infrastructure supranationally was built. It's my belief that the Dulles Brothers, State Department, CIA, all of that was created to protect that supranational, basically financial structure that is really predatory and parasitic on the people of this planet. And we have to start saying, no, this is not the way we're going to go. And that means in everyday life, rejecting it. You know, people walk up, they give their eye scans at the airport, not even questioning all the stuff we've seen with TSA and the list. Like, why are you trusting the government with any of this stuff? And that's the thing. They're pushing us into a place where they're saying we have no choice. And the most, I just want to mention, the most disturbing panel of them all, in my mind, was Randy Weingarten. I call her Mal Weingarten, but Randy Weingarten, the head of the teachers union, which I've been telling people for years is completely infiltrated by the global, it's the International Labor Organization under the United Nations, which of course is exactly what it sounds like, but also Education International. This is the world curriculum. That is what she does. That is who she works for. That is why she kept our schools locked down. That is why all of that. And she was on the panel with Gretchen Whitmer, of course, who has two people in jail for her fake kidnapping still. And they were talking about melding the education. She said there's 100,000 public schools in the United States, and she wants to learn and figure out how to meld industry and the World Economic Forum into our school system in the United States of America, so that somehow now people, children, when they graduate from high school and college, will have jobs that can pay for their lives. A and B aren't related, and in fact, they're the opposite. So to me, the fact that the head of the teachers union is up there basically selling out our entire education system, which was sold out long ago. Anyone that got put on remote learning on during the lockdowns got a dossier open on them, and that's our children with about 15 stakeholders, including Google, who is not on our side and who is a global entity of the World Economic Forum, along with their fake encyclopedia there, Wikipedia. But what we're dealing with now is an open admission by the head of the teachers union that the education is no longer for growth and entrepreneurship and critical thinking and skills and learning and all. It's really just about creating automatons for this Agenda 2030. And at this point, I don't understand how we don't have a big referendum in America to abolish the teachers unions. They are not American anymore. They haven't been for a long time. They frankly are community organizers that are completely aligned with the global communism push of technocracy. And I've had it. And also, if you don't know that there was such a, what has happened to our children since COVID is so sad, but the education and the level of cognition and all of that is so destroyed because of the AI that is already being used. And now they want to push AI completely into school and have every child have an AI tutor. You know, Bill Gates talks about it. In fact, Melania talked about it last week. I think that this is a terrible idea. Education until about, you know, 10 years ago, every generation became smarter, more educated, more able, more skilled until about 10 years ago. And it's been declining. What we are supposed to be doing for our children is giving them tools to outdo us. Mm-hmm. And it's gone totally the opposite direction. And there is nothing wrong with traditional education. Everything wrong with AI education, especially when it's controlled by the World Economic Forum and their industry partners, as Randy Weingarten said, at the World Economic Forum. That is nothing to do with America or education. And that's why we have to end the Department of Education. I would end the teachers' unions, but give education back to local authorities and states where it belonged. It never belonged. This is all part of Brzezinski and Kissinger's plan. Don't forget, it wasn't until Brzezinski and Carter were in the White House that we even had a Department of Education. And you can go back to the Rockefellers in the 30s circumventing higher education, but certainly K through 12. And now we don't even know where the CCP ends and the World Economic Forum and the UN begins in our universities or in our K through 12 schools. So we got a big problem with education, and her being on the stage there was the most disturbing of all of the panels to me. I can reject everything else, but somebody who's controlling the education system and the growing socialist progressive teachers union that is so far off the reservation when it comes to our children, really should be the biggest wake-up call for everyone in America to understand we have been captured by this global public-private partnership and their international banking cartel. And I believe Trump's trying to dismantle it. And there was a lot of talk. This really, the distraction here was that this was really about the currency economy and the central bank digital currency being forced on us, which, again, Donald Trump promised we would not have in our country and certainly would not be connected to one universal global ledger. But Larry Fink was saying the exact opposite. So the American people have to start asking for, you know, answers here. And does the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our national sovereignty still matter if we are going into this Agenda 2030? And don't forget, over and over, they were bringing up 2050. Well, that is China's Agenda 2050. So you really got to keep an eye on this. And it was really disturbing to watch the EU and Canada bow to China. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't understand that China is a country that believes that China is first and that they will be taking over the world. They say it in their own speeches and their own documents and their own 2050 plan. And it looks like, you know, Canada just signed up for it and the EU is opening the door. Well, great. Well, then we pull out. And that we are still in the Five Eyes sharing of intelligence is a disgrace when you look at what these people are saying. We shouldn't be sharing intelligence with people that are not on the side of freedom.
Mel, that is incredible because it's true. And you know, the fact is that we're still, and you can hear that things are getting kind of rough between us and the UK as well. I mean, we were watching as the comments were kind of pouring in a little bit. And their own prime minister, he's not siding with Trump on a lot of these issues. And again, he was voicing concerns about even joining the Board of Peace. And he's like sitting standby and kind of, and it just didn't make any sense when you were going through it all. But there was something else that happened. And I thought this was really telling. You know, Jared Kushner is someone who I know a lot of Trump supporters were excited to see that he wasn't going to be campaigning with the president, that he was taking a stand out of politics. But he found his way over the WEF this week. And it's concerning because the Board of Peace sounds good, but then he's got this whole fantasy plan for Gaza. And so many conspiracy theorists were out there saying that the goal here is just to rebuild and to get all these big investors richer and richer and to build up this Gaza Strip, their dream. But the reality of it is Jared Kushner's back there pushing this. It makes me a little on edge when I watch him talk about what his plans are for Gaza. What do you make of all of this? Because I think it's concerning that he's front and center. And again, I don't even see this being realistic, but this was what everyone was talking about when they criticized Israel for what they've done. This is what they said what the goal was. And it looks like Jared Kushner is showing us this.
Well, what have I told you all along? The war in Israel had nothing to do with Israel or the Palestinians or the people of Israel. It had to do with that land. Mm-hmm. And don't forget about the port there and the strategic location of that port that they're going to build. Mm-hmm. But also, I just want to say, this is going to be a total technate. They're not even hiding it, that it's going to be a total technocracy-run place. But also, don't forget, the main partners now, it looks like, are Qatar, Turkey, and Egypt. So this is a real game change. I have to say this is unprecedented. But what they are building there, and I hate to say this because people don't fully get it, this is already built also in Ukraine and probably anywhere else that they're destroying and pretending to come in and save the day. They're rebuilding as technates, which means Internet of Body, Internet of Things, full track and trace surveillance, full drones, full everything's connected, and everything is overseen by algorithms and AI. They're slowly but surely doing that. I also want to say that something came out that was not really explicitly put out there during the entire hellish situation that happened in Israel, which was that Hamas it still controls that area, or did until recently, and they were they had to be approving anyone that went into the Gaza Strip during the entire war. And frankly, Hamas is a Muslim Brotherhood funded terror organization. And it looked like the three places that Muslim Brotherhood were pointed out in America to be the terrorist wings of the Muslim Brotherhood happened to be Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar. So what you're seeing here is something where it appears to me there's been some kind of agreement to turn this into some kind of also experiment of technocracy. So this doesn't seem much like a rebuilding of Gaza as it is of a total reconfiguring of that piece of land for a globalized future. And I've said this from the start, I don't think the Ukraine war, nor do I think the Israel war, had anything to do with either of those countries. It's all about the global public-private partnership, the international banking cartel, and keeping control. And most of all, don't forget, NATO's history has been very obscured to the American people. It should have ended decades ago. We pay, I believe, $900 billion worth of NATO. And frankly, NATO is not a defensive force, and they continue to have wars everywhere around the world that NATO's involved in to continue justifying NATO's existence. I think it's time for the American people to be briefed on exactly what NATO is, what it does, because at this point, if the UK and the EU and Canada are siding with China, NATO is over. And you know what? Without America, they all know that they can't defend themselves. So why are we still playing this game? We fought a war in 1776 to be an independent nation. Right now, I don't care about anything. I want to have great relationships with everyone in the world. But in terms of, I would like America to be independent again. And all these Atlanticist groups from Chatham House and Council of Foreign Relations, which is probably the most powerful. We know that Henry Kissinger had more loyalty to Chatham House than to the, you know, anyone in the United States from what he said himself. But a lot of these people have acted like America, particularly after World War II, was not separate from Europe. We are separate from Europe. In fact, we paid for the EU. We paid for the entire, the taxpayers of the United States have been looted and lied to pay for the entire Cold War, which was a war against communism that kept changing the enemy. Then we paid for the entire war on terror, which, of course, was a war on a tactic that was eventually turned on us in America. And then we paid for the entire globalist nonsense experiment since Bill Clinton. And never forget that it was George Soros that wrote the NATO World Order that convinced Bill Clinton to expand NATO. He bombed Yugoslavia for no reason that I could see at all. And then he, at that bombing in Yugoslavia, he hit the Chinese embassy by accident. And the deal after that was to allow China into the World Trade Organization. And from that point on, we were distracted by Monica Lewinsky while they were selling out our entire country to China. So there's decades of lies that the American people deserve to know the truth about so that we can decide for ourselves what we want for our future. We have a constitutional republic, and that means that we, the people of the United States, pick representatives to represent us, not whatever is going on in D.C. And as I said, Brianna, the best thing that could happen right now is that Scott Bessent, who is right now the temporary head of the IRS, does a full and complete people's audit of all of our representatives that are elected in the House and Senate from 2020 forward. Trillions of dollars left this country and disappeared. Now they're voting to track and trace surveillance. They're voting for warrantless 702 surveillance. They're voting to turn off our cars. They are not on the side of liberty, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or national sovereignty or individual sovereignty. So something is very wrong, and we need to find out who's paid for and by whom. And you know what? Bernie Sanders is out there like, end States United and all this stuff. Fine. End all the money in politics, if you ask me, and make lobbying totally illegal. End these think tanks, and let's audit everyone in there and make sure that the people that work in the United States of America to represent we the people, which is their job, are representing us, because they're not. Right now, they're representing Davos and the international banking cartel and keeping endless war happening for profit, because they all make out in the Reconstruction. It's the same model Smedley Butler talked about in World War One. All wars are bankers' wars, especially the ones that have gone on in the last 4 years.
Yes, girlfriend, you got that right. You got that right. Before you go, Mel, I got to ask you, because we saw something pop up at the WEF as well, and I wanted to know if you were going to be making an account anytime soon, but the World Economic Forum is trying to compete with X, and they've created this new social media platform called W. We have it for you guys right here. This is incredible. Like, we've all been waiting for this. Can't wait to join. Mel, have you made an account yet? We got about 30 seconds.
No, but I will be sure to make an account there. It is so ridiculous. It is so over the top. This is what Larry Fink thinks regaining the trust of the people looks like. No, regaining the trust of the people is giving us back our countries and letting us move forward as an independent nation. Make America independent again and let us have relationships around the world that aren't based on fraudulent treaties from, you know, 50 or 100 years ago. This is a 100-year plan that needs to end. And thank you to the people from, I believe, Trump's financial people that were out there telling them globalism failed and we're done.
Yes. Mel Kay, thank you for joining. And folks, give her a follow on X, The Mel Kay Show, the best one you're going to see out there. Give it a follow. I'll see you next week.
I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time, and we've done quite a few things here, and I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a Beggin' right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade, but you need something to take care of yourself or your family and protect you. I think this will do it. It's an important remake. Updated World War II trench knife, double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get is some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air in our mission. I call it a Kaiser blade. And it's a limited edition right now. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy. What Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with. But, limited edition, almost sold out. I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.